We've got a question. How much salt do you need as an athlete? We have the sports supplement industry is a $1 billion industry. What's the ingredients here? This is Gatorade. You got, it's all the same stuff. Powerade, Gatorade, SIS, it's all the same. Cheap to make, lightweight, shippable, expensive, consumable product which makes people bank. Ingredients: sugar, sucrose, glucose, cheap. Food acids, 330, 331, so citric acids, cheap. We've got monopotassium phosphate, cheap. Sodium chloride, salt, cheap. Flavor, cheap. Calcium silicate, 552, color, 102, cheap, cheap, cheap. And this stuff, this is like almost cocaine markup, man. All right, what is it? It tastes good. I use it occasionally just for flavoring. But it's just cheap product that I get it on sale, I get it cheap. But these people out there, they're thinking, oh man, I need salt. You need salt, but nobody cramps in a race because they didn't have enough salt in the race. That's just not possible. And a bit about my background. Oh, did you study sports science? Do you have a degree, a PhD? None of that stuff means anything in the real world. And I know because I've competed against many sports scientists in races and marathons, on bike trips or whatever, and they're on the side of the road cramping. And I'm like, I remember one time I had this debate with this guy in Gold Coast, Queensland, 2010. He was on the side of the road cramping in a race. Actually, it was after the race. He couldn't even hardly get off his bike. And I'm like, dude, how's that PhD doing for you now? You know? And it was all a good bit of banter, but I was just like, man, like, you know, these people are so smart but so dumb, all right? You don't cramp because you didn't have enough salt. You cramp primarily, you didn't drink enough water during the event or the days preceding and or. And two, another reason you cramp is you didn't have enough carbohydrate that day or days preceding and or. You know, it's not because of your salt intake. I've done the experiment where I ate no added salt for how many years was it? Maybe 2 years or so, no added salt. So no soy sauce, no Celtic sea salt, nothing on my food. Just I was eating just raw, uncooked food, plants only. So no seaweed even, I'd cut the seaweed out, like full on. And I never got a single cramp, you know. How was my performance? It was okay, wasn't as good as it is now, with extra carbohydrate, refined carbs. So salt, I'm never ever adding salt to my food, going, oh, I need my salt, because I know you don't need much salt at all. Human body, if you've got the breast milk solution, you know, we don't need much salt at all, right? Minimal sodium. Sodium's actually pretty hard to get in nature. We don't need much. Sugar, though, very easy to get in nature. You got sugar cane, you got sweet fruit. If we lived in nature, we don't, obviously. But, you know, we are sucrose consumers. What bird is that? It's an interesting bird. It's like a honey eater, a sugar eater. Never heard that bird in my backyard before. I don't even know what species it is. Quite interesting. That's crazy. A new bird. That's pretty cool. Bit of a bird twitcher here. But yeah, it's nuts how people, you know, they just follow the mainstream. And so the person I was talking to this morning, he was into fasted training. His coach said, do fasted training. And I said, don't do that. That's stupid. So now he's carbing up more. And he wrote me, he said, I've got 40 watts more power and I'm just feeling amazing. You know what I mean? 40 watts. People use EPO to get an extra 40 watts. That's serious power increase. 40 watts, just from adding in a bit more carbs. You know, I said increase it even more. 100 grams of carbs per hour. You won't cramp. Drink enough water so you're peeing clear every two hours. You won't cramp. Impossible to cramp, all right? Spin cadence 90 to 100 to 80, you know what I mean? You won't cramp. Impossible to cramp, you know? Don't use stimulants like caffeine, methylphenidate, Adderall, modafinil, cocaine, you know, whatever, legal or illegal stimulants. You know, using these stimulants puts extra contraction on your muscle that you wouldn't normally get, all right? So if you're worried about cramping, avoid the stims, all right? You can add them in maybe afterwards or just experiment, but stimulants can cause cramping. That's another factor there as well. Another factor that can cause cramping is painkillers. Painkillers are very, very common. In the UFC, a painkiller is the most powerful drug you can take. You ever notice in the UFC or in kickboxing, whatever, you see them fighting each other and they're doing the shin kicks, they're checking with their shins, and they're getting cracked and hit. You know, and you're just thinking, how can they handle that? That's painkillers, strong painkillers. That's why the next day they can hardly walk. It's in the press conference, all stiff and all bunged up. That's because they're on so much painkillers in the fight. And painkillers can cause cramp. Painkillers are very, very popular in cycling, very, very popular in running. You have no pain. You can push your max effort and you can't feel nothing hardly, you know? Powerful drug, painkillers, totally legal, totally dangerous as well. So if you get dehydrated and stuff, become addictive, but painkillers are used and abused in cycling, in running, in the MMA, UFC fighting. In most sports, painkillers are used and abused, and most of them are totally legal. Imagine that. So that can cause cramp as well. Okay, so all these little things can cause cramp. Your coach won't tell you this. You won't learn this at university. Well, you may or may not. Depends on how good your professor is. You know, but this is just real talk here. This is real talk. This is why I have ridden across Australia solo, unsupported, with no stims and no added salt in 2005 December on a mountain bike, you know, in December, around Christmas time, the hottest time out there. It was some days it was like over 40 degrees Celsius. Biggest day I did was 270K on the mountain bike. No support, solo, right? All on fruits and water. That's all I ate from the Byron Bay. I actually had a few little nutcrackers there from flaxseed crackers on the first day. A friend made some for me. And then the rest of the time, I think it took me about 15 days on fruit and water. Zero cramps. Yeah, no worries. In extreme heat. No cramping up. Now, be like, oh, you weren't racing though, you know, so you weren't pushing that big watt, so you're not going to cramp. That's true, but there's plenty of people out there who cramp and they're doing minimal watts, okay? But that was extreme conditions, man. Extreme conditions. That was so hot. And all those big months I've done in January 2013, 2014, where I was like, you know, racing against people and going hard, training with the pro world tour teams and doing like 200Ks with Team Sky up and down the hills, zero cramps, you know, and I wasn't adding sodium to my foods or whatever. I was just eating my normal amount of sodium, 1, 2, 3 grams a day. Water, man, water and sugar. Water and sugar. A dehydrated muscle is a cramped muscle. Sodium doesn't hydrate you, you know. If it did, you could drink salt water. What happens if you drink salt water? Too much, you know. If you drink a liter of salt water, you're in some serious issues there, because we don't need much salt, all right? Do we need a no-sodium diet's best? We can't really eat a no-sodium diet unless you just ate white sugar, yeah? Because everything has sodium in it to some degree. If it's a whole plant food, it has sodium in it and enough sodium. I have found that adding in, you know, extra sodium hasn't been of real benefit. I've also found that eating a zero added sodium diet also hasn't any real benefit at all. I would say having, you know, 1 to 3 grams, to give numbers, 1 to 3 grams of sodium a day to help you get in more carbohydrate, more, you know, soy sauce on your rice, more rice I should say, white rice ideally, just digest better. Less phytic acid, just better power in your legs, better digestion there. White rice is the ultimate food, the ultimate starch. Nothing beats white rice for weight loss, for energy, for digestion, for taste, for price, for ease of cooking, for availability. White rice is like the king of starches. Second would be corn, you know, and the king of fruits would be ripe bananas, dates. That would be the two best fruits you can get. For power, for weight loss, for performance, mental, physical, and for perfect digestion. So that's the deal there. Sodium, 1 to 3 grams a day. That's pretty much all you're going to need. Experiment with it. Experiment with that. You know what I mean? If you find you need 5 grams, okay, do that. But I haven't really found many athletes that need that. What you're going to find is you will have less water retention. All right, so you'll weigh less. And for most athletes out there, if you can weigh 1 or 2 or 3 kilos less and still have performance, not be dehydrated, not be undercar, but have, you know what I mean, just excess weight you didn't need to carry because you're chugging down so much salt, now you've got to hold more water, And it's this water to dilute the pollution you're putting in. You know, too much sodium can kill you, you know. So you don't need much sodium at all. And your body will just, if you haven't, here's the thing with sodium, the amazing thing with sodium. If you're eating too much sodium, your body's really good at excreting it, all right? So you'll just have the cake on the skin and you'll be skinny or crusty. That's good, man. Like, your body is getting rid of it. You know, it doesn't need to have, you know, don't be, oh, I've got salt on my skin, I need some salty crisps. You don't at all. Do the experiment, right? Do the experiment in the off season. Play with it, having no added sodium on your rides, etc. You'll get enough from your food. And I'll dare say your performance will increase because your weight will go down a little bit. And it won't be valuable weight you've lost. It'll be, you know, because if you dehydrate, you lose weight. If you run out of carbohydrate, you lose weight. But your performance goes down because you've lost valuable weight, right? You've lost the good stuff. But excess sodium retention doesn't give you any benefit as a runner or a cyclist. If you're a sumo wrestler, it helps. If you're a bouncer, it helps because it's just extra mass. If you're a wrestler, heavyweight, extra mass, it's good for you. But as a runner and cyclist, extra mass is dead weight. It's like disc brakes on a road bike. What's the point? You know what I mean? What's the point? It's like having, you know, 1800 gram wheels versus 1200 gram wheels. It's like, what's the point? Can you still perform really well with 1800 gram wheels? Yes. Can you still perform really, really well with extra few kilos of sodium retention? Yes. I'm just saying, in a marginal gains world, you don't need to add sodium to your drinks. You just don't. But do the experiment. Use your power meter and do the experiment. Power meter, don't lie. I'll find your watts per kilo goes up if you have, you know, 1 to 3 grams of salt a day. That will be your best bet there. But try it out. Do your experiment. Get back to me on that one. How much salt do you need? I would say 1 to 3 grams a day. Anything more than that, I'm going to say is overkill. Based on my personal experience of decades of dietary experimentation with coaching thousands of athletes out there, I would say that no added sodium isn't necessary. And I would also say that adding in more sodium isn't necessary. And that goes for the most extreme conditions. You know, I've ran marathons in Thailand and experimented with and without added sodium. And I've found that what you get from your normal diet, 3,000 to 5,000 calories a day, have your soy sauce and your rice, that's always going to be enough. Excess sodium isn't going to be beneficial to you. You know, it is a dangerous mineral in excess, so you don't need much of it. Unlike sugar, where your body just, you know, has an endless desire for that, sodium is, there's definitely a ceiling that you're going to do yourself some kidney damage, blood pressure issues. Again, if you've got low blood pressure, you're going to probably need a bit more sodium, aren't you? But again, why do you have low blood pressure? Because you're using too much stimulants, because you're using certain painkillers, because you're not eating enough carbohydrate. So you could add in more sodium, get your blood pressure up to a healthier range, but if you're still not getting enough carbs, your performance is shithouse, you know? And your mood's shithouse. So your blood pressure might be better, and that's good, but your performance still sucks ass because you're not getting enough carbs in. So enough carbs, you know, to give you the numbers. People say, just eat moderate amount, eat more, eat enough. What's enough? What's more? Give me some numbers, Duranita. I would say at least 10 grams of carbs per kilo body weight per day. So if you weigh 50 kilos, that's at least 500 grams of carbs per day. You might need more than that. You might not be able to stomach. You might need maybe 400 because you're like, oh, this is too much fruit, I can't do that. You can use refined sugar to get the 500. That's really good. Ease and digestion. Flat stomach in the morning. So 500 grams of carbs, that's about, you know, 25 large ripe spotty bananas. That's maybe, 800 grams of dates. That's maybe, rice-wise, uncooked dry weight. It's probably about, 800 grams of dry weight rice to get about 500 grams of carbs, aroundabouts. So there you go, and then go from there. Sodium, 1 to 3 grams a day. You know, for me, I get my sodium mostly from soy sauce, and I find that's fine. And I find it really, really easy to be super lean all year long, you know. And just because I eat lower 1 to 3 grams, because low sodium, what does that even mean? High sodium, I eat high sodium, like, there's no context there. It's like, push out more watts, Like, how much watts? What, do more cadence. Like, how much cadence? Like, give people numbers. So I find 1 to 3 grams is magic for me, magic for most people who are around the, you know, 60 to 80 kilo mark. If you're morbidly obese and you got high blood pressure, 1 to 3 grams can be really good for you, I've found. You know, help you get your blood pressure down, because generally obese people, the sodium concentrations in their bodies, you know, they've got a lot of sodium in there, and that can help, you know, get rid of that. So their blood pressure, I find, just goes back down to a healthy level really, really quickly on 1 to 3 grams a day. So yeah, people with dialysis, I've generally found no added sodium is best for them, because their kidneys are really, you know, really, really impacted. But that's another video. But there you go. That's what I recommend. Less is more when it comes to sodium. 1 to 3 grams a day. You know, try that, and you'll notice that you're just a little bit leaner. Your muscle contraction is still perfect. You know, focus on the carb intake, getting enough carbs, keep your oil out of your diet, unless you're really, really emaciated, and add more oil in. Things like that. If you want more information, grab my ebooks at durinride.com. We're going a bit more depth there, a bit more guidelines. But that's the wrap there. How much sodium do you need? I'd say 1 to 3 grams covers most people in most situations. Extreme heat training. Even for the anorexics out there who eat, you know, have low blood pressure, I generally find just if they up their carbs, so their muscle glycogen's better, their muscles fill out, they have better glow and better blood pressure. So adding in extra sodium for them, it's a bit of a band-aid. They don't need extra sodium, they need extra carbohydrate calories so they can get up to that 2,500, 3,500, 4,000, 5,000 calories a day, and then their body just take care of that. Adding an extra sodium for an anorexic patient, in my experience, is a band-aid solution. It doesn't treat the cause. It's like, you know, it's putting a little sticker over a leaking bucket. It's like, let's fix the bucket. Right? Let's up the carbs, let's get them to a 19, 20 BMI.